chapter 82 to 84.
Therefore, my brothers, I have written to you that you may find comfort with regard to the multitude of tribulations. For all of you know that our Creator will surely avenge us on all of our enemies, according to everything which they have done against us and among us. And also, that the consummation prepared by the Most High is near, and that His grace is coming, and that the fulfillment of His judgment is not far off. For at the present, we see the multitude of all the nations prosperity, while they have acted wickedly. But they will be like a vapor. And we behold the multitude of their power, while they act impiously. But they will be made like a drop. And we see the strength of their power, while they resist the Mighty One every hour. But they will be counted like spittle. And we ponder about the glory of their majesty, while they do not keep the statutes of the Most High. But they will pass away like smoke. And we think about the beauty of their gracefulness, while they are soaked in pollutions. But they will fade away like withering grass. And we ponder about the strength of their cruelty, while they do not remember the end. But they will be broken like a passing wave. And we note the pride of their power, while they deny the goodness of God by whom it was given to them. But they will vanish like a passing cloud. For the Most High will certainly hasten His times, and He will certainly bring about His seasons. And He will certainly judge those who are in His world. And He will truly inquire into everything with regard to all their sinful works. And He will certainly investigate the secret thoughts and what is stored up in the inner chambers of each one of man's members. And He will make those things manifest in the presence of everyone with blame. Therefore, let none of these present things enter into your heart, but on the contrary, let us be expectant, since what was promised will come. And we should not look upon the delight of the present nations, but let us remember what has been promised to us in the end. For the ends of the times and of the seasons will surely pass away, together with everything that is in them. The end of the age will then show the great power of its ruler, when everything comes to judgment. Therefore, all of you should prepare your hearts for what you have previously believed, lest you should be excluded from both worlds, being carried away into exile here, and being tormented there. For what exists now, or what has passed away, or what will come, in all these things, neither is the evil fully evil, nor even is the good fully good. For every kind of health that now exists is changing into diseases. And every might that now exists is changing into weakness. And every power that now exists is changing into impotencies. And every youthful energy is changing into old age and consummation. And every graceful beauty that now exists is changing into withering and ugliness. And every infantile pride that now exists is changing into humiliation and shame. And every haughty glory that now exists is changing into silent shame. and every delight and splendor that now exists is changing into silent ruin. And every joy and delight that now exists is changing into rejection and ruin. And every prideful clamor that now exists is changing into still dust. And every rich possession that now exists is changing into the netherworld alone. And every seizing desire that now exists is changing into involuntary death. And every lustful desire that now exists is changing into tormenting judgment. And every deceitful pretense that now exists is changing into a truthful refutation. And every ointment sweetness that now exists is changing into judgment and condemnation. And every lying friendship is changing into silent defamations. Therefore, since all these things are now happening, do you think that they will not be avenged? But the consummation of everything will come to truth. Now, while I still live, I gave you knowledge. For I have said that all of you should, above all, learn the commandments of the Mighty One, in which I shall instruct you. And before I die, I shall set before you some of the commandments of his judgment. Remember that in the past, Moses called the heavens and the earth to witness against you and said, "If you transgress the law, you shall be dispersed, but if you keep it, you shall be planted." And he also spoke other things to you when all of you were 12 tribes together in the desert. And after his death, you cast them away from you. And therefore, what has been predicted has come upon you. And now, Moses spoke to you before these things befell you. And behold, they have befallen you, for you have forsaken the law. Behold, I also say to you, after you have suffered, that if you obey the things which I have said to you, you shall receive from the Mighty One everything which has been stored up and preserved for you. Therefore, let this letter be a witness between me and you, that you may remember the commandments of the Mighty One, and that it also may serve as my defense in the presence of him who has sent me. And remember Zion and the law, and the Holy Land and your brothers, and the covenant and your fathers, and do not forget the festivals and the Sabbaths. And pass on this letter and the traditions of the law to your children after you, as your fathers also handed them down to you. And always ask and pray diligently with all your soul that the Mighty One may be reconciled with you, and that he may not count up the multitude of your sins, but remember the integrity of your fathers. For if he does not judge us according to the multitude of his mercy, woe to all of us who are born.